my father's bones. I have finally come to realize that I liked my father's bones, and his flesh too, and the way his tendons and muscles worked to hold me, and the way his lips and teeth and mouth and vocal cords sang to console me when I was blue. People kindly remind me to let go of his earthly remains, yet his box of bones remains in my mind as the end of the beginning of my human life. It wasn't too satisfying flying them in a plastic box across the country. It wasn't too gratifying tossing them in a river either. My father's ashes shook and quivered, exploded and bubbled up slowly to the surface in little footsteps of foam, almost mocking me, sauntering silently home, reminding me of how much I'd miss them. How I loved my father's bones.